Armacumbe Laresto, a Tolkien poetry podfic anthology, with poems from a variety of authors, all selected and read by Chestnut Pod. These poems deal with the variety of Tolkien's works and characters. All are safe for work. Art in the Ordinary, by Ilfarion, rating Gen, Fandom, Silmarillion. Art in the Ordinary, the day-to-day, in cinnamon sprinkles, an Eleanor spray, the twist of a plait, a neat-mended fray, the stone-patterned path, the wood weathered gray. Art in the Ordinary, things unprofound, the curve of a lintel, a post in the ground, a bowl made of bronze, graceful and round. Minds thought these things, hands made them sound. Art in the Ordinary, look at them twice. A sharpening stone, a handful of dice. Cups and utensils, a knife to meat slice. A cap for the winter, against cold will suffice. Art in the Ordinary, kept near to hand. Needles and winders, a firm woven band. A thimble, a book, a belt supple tanned. Things made for use, daily wear to withstand. Art in the Ordinary, Eldar and Edain, carve and embellish, with colors will stain. Cloth, wood, and wax, bring out the grain. In everyday objects, more joy to attain. Song of Lake Llanaewen, by Zdenka. Rating, teen, fandom, Silmarillion. Characters, two OCs. One, a female Sindarin elf of Nevrost. One, a female Noldorin elf of Turgon's people, who went with him to Gondolin. I sat by Lake Llanaewen among the marshes, piping on a flute cut from a reed. I played to call the birds to me, the little birds that fly among the rushes. To the sound of my piping came a bright-eyed Noldor maid parting the rushes. The birds flew away with a fluttering of wings. I stood still, clutching my flute. Many times you came back, and many times we met. I played my reed flute for you, there among the rushes. You called me your little bird, your sweet maid of the lakeshore. You sang for me songs with strange words that came from across the great sea. Many times we met, and many times we kissed, as the little birds piped in the marshes. Our cloaks were warm below us, and the rushes swayed above us. You unbraided my hair, and the wind tangled it. You came to meet me at evening, when the little birds were singing among the rushes. You spoke no word of departure, only you kissed me so fiercely. The halls of Vinyamar are cold and empty. I pipe alone on the shore among the rushes, and only the birds call back to me. Alchemy, by Lady Bronwyn. Rating, Gen, Fandom, Silmarillion. Character, Feanor. Before there was glass, there was sand. Flecks of stone, white and salty, scoured and sifted by the waves. Before there was glass, there was seaweed. Deep-drowned grasses, sleek green hair, swaying and curling in the tide. Before there was glass, there were seashells. Cups of bone, empty houses, holding the distant echo of Eldamar. Before there was glass, there was fire. Kelp rendered to ashes and light, shells burned to lime, sand to glowing slag. Melding the three, the craftsman spoke soft words, burning the dross, smoothing the surface, as he bound the spirit of fire in the stone. Fragment, In the Long Days of Darkness, by Loselin. Rating, Gen, Fandom, Silmarillion. Characters, Tar Ankalime, original female character. Found in the personal notes of Barahir, with the following note on the margin. Ankalime, in her long reign as the ruling queen of Numenor, called for women of learning and art to live at her court, where they held weekly symposia, and Ancalime sought their counsel. There, she was loved by the poetess Haleth, named for the chieftain of the Haladin, and some fragments of her poems to Ancalime survive to this day, translated into modern Westron from Old Adunaic. In the long days of darkness, ear-raised were the ridged turfs of Tarmasundar, or strewn were the flower pennants on the marbles in Armenelos, and the young sun ambled in the wide sky of Beleriand. Long ago, when the Noldorin host scattered before the dragon fire that flew on Ard Galen, and fire fell like dew on the Sirion, and all burned like tinder. Who knew better the price of love than Luthien herself, alone in the dark, silent hall, fairer than the fairest jewel? Oh, they say, the hands of the Valar are in the winds and the meadows, the rain and the years. They are not wrong, but who lives in my unlit mind, and lets fall my tears? And who lives in the love that shakes like a fire? Ancalime, thou who livest in this hall, Ancalime, you who are queen, what jewel would I give when the armies of the heart have been routed utterly, and its ships burn in their retreat? To stay the glance of your regard, or hold for a moment some wild joy on your face. Gil-galad Was No Elven King by Kimi Kocha. Rating, Jen. Fandom, Silmarillion and Lord of the Rings. Character, Gil-galad. Invalid is that elven king, the one who'll ne'er his parents bring, the first not born of royalty between the mountains and the sea. Though I'll admit his mind is keen, his countenance bears a kingly mien. No noble blood has he revealed, for none is there for him to yield. I tell you all, I tell you true, to view the records swift I flew, of Finwë, Finrod, Orodreth, of birth and of untimely death. I looked there, but I did not see evidence of his pedigree. 'Twas in the record of his birth the truth I found, for what it's worth. He has no sire to his name, no father writ for him to claim, nor mother, yes, I tell you so, the name so faded none could show. But long ago he came this way, and yes, we crowned him. What's to say? When asked, the rest of Finwë's line said, take it, better yours than mine. To Drain a Lake by Himring. Rating, Jen. Fandoms, The Silmarillion and The Lord of the Rings, and The Hobbit. With the line taken from Asiya Wadud, Attention as a Form of Ethics, excerpt, to be found on poets.org. Who would dream to drain a lake? Men have done more than dream of it. They have done so to obtain arable lands. They have drained whole lakes to irrigate fields, unthinking, never anticipating that the drained earth would turn salt. Who would drain a lake? Melkor, who later despoiled Helleborn, drained the great lake, it seems, battling the Valar, as he smashed rock and burned earth. If there had been a lake in Gorgoroth, if there was a lake in the Brown Lands, Sauron drained them. Doubtful that either of those dreamed of it, before or after, aiming at higher things, or lower, I do not wish to peek into their dreams. Were lakes drained? When Beleriand sank, or Numenor? How likely is it that lakes were riven in the earthquakes, drained before they drowned? Grey Mithrim, gleaming Ivrin, wreathy Lanaiwen, holy Ailwin, Nisinen of the perfumed air, broken and poured out before the sea poured in. Elves and men dreamed of lost lakes and lost lands long after. Maybe the master of Esgaroth, in his dragon sickness, dreamt of draining the long lake to recover jewels from Smaug's waistcoat. Maybe Saruman, searching secretly for the ring, dreamt of draining the gladden fields, if he could have got away with it. Did anyone dream of draining Khelid Saram, believing Durin's crown lay at the bottom, theirs for the taking? The more fools they. A Song for Goldberry by Mirian Silowinde. Reading, Jen. Fandom, The Lord of the Rings. Characters, Goldberry and Tom Bombadil. I think of you, Goldberry, sitting with your bowls of lilies ensconced deep within trees, branches entwined to keep the mystery within. From where did you come, O river daughter so fair? What steps did you take, from river nymph so bright, to woman of house and hearth? Can you tell me about your love, the mystery of Tom Bombadil, blue and green and laughter, bringing lilies for your feet? The hobbits fell at your feet, like a troubadour in songs. What spell did you weave over their hearts, O Goldberry? What magic do you hold at your burning hearth, deep in the old forest, with Tom Bombadil? Perhaps one day hence, I will find my way there, to the old forest so dark, and perhaps there I will see Tom Bombadil dancing past, and you standing there, with lilies at your feet, as the day is dawning. Gross Reflections on the Fifth Battle by Ilferion. Reading, Jen. Fandoms, The Silmarillion and The Lord of the Rings. This poem was patterned after Bilbo Baggins's I Sit Beside the Fire and Think. I sit beside the how and think of all those gone before, a dozen buried there, and all too many more. From hill and dell, from wood and mere, with sword and spear so keen, from mountain keep and mist-cloaked shore, their battleground to glean. I stand behind the road and sing of those who marched away, from keep and forest, cot and mine, to fight at break of day. The valiant kings and mighty lords, weavers, farmers, fisherfolk, with smiths and bards of high renown, and rage their hearts to stoke. I lie beside the field and dream of dust and ash aglow, of Balrog whips and dragon fire, bones cold neath ice and snow. Oh, even now the tears do fall, so many souls are gone, too many dead to number true, so few to see the dawn. The Shield Maiden and the Witch King by Zdenka. Reading, Teen. Fandom, Lord of the Rings. Characters, Eowyn, the Witch King of Angmar. Using the Meter of Hiawatha. Long and desperate was the battle fought before the Shining City, Minas Tirith, many towered. Foe beleaguered, fire encircled was the city of the stewards. Shattered was the gate of Gondor. Near the city was to falling, deadly perils stood around her. Hark, a single cock is crowing. Hark, the horns of Rohan sounding. Honor-keeping, oaths-fulfilling, Rohan came to Gondor's calling. Spears were flashing in the sunlight, hooves like thunder beat the grasses. Singing, they came charging onward. One among that host of riders, Dernhelm came in bitter sorrow, drawn by love of lord and kindred, stung by pain of love rejected, darkly troubled and despairing. Hidden under Dernhelm's mantle, sharing grey Winfula's saddle, sat a hobbit, small but faithful, Merry of distant shire. Wheeling o'er the field of battle, came the ringwraiths bringing horror. Shrill and cold their shrieking voices, froze the blood of all that heard them. There, among the dead and dying, lay the stricken king of Rohan. Swooping down, the lord of Nazgûl covered him with wings of shadow. Yet the king was not forsaken. Dernhelm's sword rang from its scabbard. Touch him not, or I will slay you. And the Nazgûl coldly answered, Flee, or worse than death awaits you. Fool, no living man can slay me. Then Dernhelm pulled off her helmet, let her golden hair blow freely. "'Tis no man you see before you. I am Eowyn of Rohan, and a woman's sword shall end you." Doomed and fair she stood before him, held her ground, and laughed defiance. Silent was the Witch King, shrouded in his fearsome cloak of shadow, and it almost seemed he doubted, but his doubt was quickly banished. Swift the fell beast struck, outspreading wings that blotted out the sunlight, raising iron claws to rend her. Swift her sword flashed out in answer, and the Nazgul mount fell lifeless. Lord of Nazgul, King of Angmar, deeply learned in dark enchantment, bent his burning eyes upon her. Down he smashed with mace of iron, like a thunderbolt descending. Eowyn, her left arm broken, and her shield in pieces shattered, staggered on her feet, unsteady. Once again his mace was lifted, yet the deadly blow was halted. Valiant, though his heart was quaking, Merry, Hobbit of the Shire, struck a single blow to aid her. Eowyn, though darkness pressed her, stabbed with all her strength remaining at the wraith who loomed above her, struck her foe and struck him truly. With a scream, his spirit scattered, vanishing upon the breezes, wailing, fading into nothing. Crown and mantle fell down empty. On the field, dismay and anguish seized on all the host of Sauron, as their deathless captain perished. Hail the shield maid, hail her courage. Let her deeds be aye remembered. Tell them to your sons and daughters. Sing of it on harps of silver, while the sun above us passes, while the mountain's shadow dwindles, till the shades of night are falling. This, my story, now is ended. Black and White by Lingwiloke. Rating, teen. Fandoms, The Silmarillion. Characters, Maeglin. Warning for major character death. They say I was born to darkness. I thought to prove them wrong. I think of the time I left the twilight under trees for a different dark, for halls of stone, kings under mountains, whispers in the halls of ever night, secrets waiting to be found, treasure chamber full of wonders. And after, ember glow, molten heat of creation, low rhythm of the forge, heartbeat of the earth, gruff voices full of warmth and ringing laughter, honest work and honest workers, strangers all when I came, but when I left, my brothers, sisters below the stone. With high hopes I came to your city on the hill, glaring bright, whitewashed walls, streets of glass and marble, clean, cold, every stain displayed in stark relief. A frigid city, frozen in time, your people never truly left the ice behind. Stranger, in a city of strangers, poisoned secrets hidden in plain sight, towers climbing into empty sky, and I fall. The North March by Loselin. Reading, Jen. Fandom, Silmarillion. Character, Andrith. With a note from Barahir. The note reads thus. Andrith, daughter of Boromir, was a wise woman who loved the elf lord Aignor of the house of Finarfin. It is said that she had his love as well, but they could not marry during the long days of the siege of Angband, and the first union of men and elf would not happen for another lifetime of man. It is not known when Andrith wrote this poem, or indeed if it is her words that survive in copies to these latter days, and not some fanciful conceit by a later poet. The original meter and rhyme in Sindarin seems to have been lost, too, in the intervening ages. Though I am nonetheless pleased by this poem, singularly concerned with mortal grief. Translated by Barahir of Ithilien from the original Old Adunaic. The days run short. I stand alone on the threshold. I see the cavalry and foot soldiers marching north. Their spears glitter in the cold sun like a shivering forest. Their horses flash on the mountain pass. They go to the long watch on the shadow that sleeps but dies not. The elves do not tire of the war that stands before us like a beast. But where do we number among the machines of war that the Noldor keep burning in the passing darkness? when the wind walks into our keeps and halls, like a sword thrust through the bark, I wander beneath the night helm. How, between the cruel wolf and the crow that circles above the reek, shall I not ever think of the falling years, falling ever, like the sly turning of day into night, like springtime falling into the mortal winter? And I, in body a maid, daughter of chiefs of men, what night waits for me at the bottom of the mead cup, at the last rung of winter, where the wolf and the crow both lie asleep? What grace for me, with no love but grief, no shield or halberd, no solace in deed or arms? Naught but these for me, the woods and glens of Ladros, that yearly yield the good grain, the candle and quill that light my words, the shepherd's sheep and the cowherd's cattle, the apple that falls from the topmost bough among the long rows in the orchard, that falls onto the earth in the turning autumn. Three Breadlick Poems by Hemring. Rating, Jen. Fandom, The Silmarillion. Characters, an Orc OC, Melian, and Tilion. 1. My name is Orc, and when it's night, and when the moon shines not too bright, and elves and men have gone to bed, I stay up late. I don't like bread. 2. My name is Mel, and when it's night, and Varda's stars are shining bright, and Thingol King has gone to bed, I stay up late. I bake the bread. 3. My name is Till, and when it's night, and when the moon is shining bright, and Arian has gone to bed, I sail the sky in Arian's stead. 'For Which We Were Created' by Live Oak with Moss. Rating, Jen. Fandom, The Silmarillion. Characters, Aule and Yavanna. She comes of growth and green, I of iron and shadow. She is the heat and bloom of things that grow, I the blaze and warp of things that are made. She is breath and beat, I am sweat and shatter. She desires ever the sky, I ever the depths. Both of us rejoice in creation and mourn the loss of freedom. She was made to grow the world, to reach out with roots and vines and breathing, beating, green, bleeding veins. She is seed and sapling and source. She was made to be fruitful, and so she is. I was made to change that world, to shape and bend and forge and find. I was made to be maker, and so I am. We were made to love each other, and so we do. Gray and White Wings by Ilferion. Rating, Jen. Fandom, The Silmarillion. Characters, Elrond, Elros, Earendil, and Elwing. Over the Falas the gulls fly high, gray and white wings and a piercing cry. Westward the ships sail over the lee, succor and mercy and might they plea. From the black terror be free and never return from over the sea. Over Forlindon the gulls fly low, gray and white wings right swiftly will go. One son of the star ruled the Isle of Gift, the other yet dwells where water falls swift, far from where foam on waves does drift, and ever the singing sands do shift. Ever from Meathlond the gulls fly far, gray and white wings reach for the star. Rian at the Hill of Slain by Zdenka. Rating, Teen. Fandom, Silmarillion. Character, Rian of the House of Beor. This creator chose not to warn. The meter and rhyme scheme are based on the odes of John Keats. The north wind wildly blew across the land, destroying humble hearth and royal tower. bent to the ground, I sheltered in my hand a single blade of grass, a single flower. When poisoned darkness swallowed up the light, the Valar from the wounds of Morgoth's spear saved but a single fruit, a single flower. On wings uplifted, glorious and bright, they shone on high, and Morgoth's heart knew fear. The sun and moon still stand beyond his power. This flower, that I saved beneath my hands, not even Morgoth with his iron bars shall fence it in. Its roots will touch the sands of the great sea, its leaves will brush the stars. Though now my strength is spent, though soon my breath will falter into silence, while the light still lingers on this hill whereunder lies my lord with all his men in sleep of death, ere yet I go to him, here with the sight of death I sing to you, a star will rise. The last couplet derives from Huar's words to Turgon at Nirnaeth Arnoriad. This I say to you, Lord, with the eyes of death, though we part here forever, and I shall not look on your white walls again, from you and from me a new star shall arise. The Silmarillion of the Fifth Battle. And, of course, Eärendil is Rian's grandson, as well as Huar's. Círdan, by Primsong. Rating, Jen. Fandom, Lord of the Rings. Character, Círdan. Círdan the shipwright, once bearer of a ring, ancient founder of Mithlond in the fair gulf of Hlun, grey haven of peace for the twilight times. He stands amidst the trees of the forested shore, the truest and strongest ones he selects. Bright chips fly as he oversees their felling. He envisions great beauty brought out of their substance. Time works its will, passes him over. Ribbons of butter yellow, streaked with sunset gold. Heavy with sap, the new wood is cured and aged to a softer silver sheen under his care, or glows deeper red with the tiger's eye luster, rubbed with fragrant oils and white beeswax. Strength and grace are gained in the passing of years. Faithful hands, working to fulfill others' heart desires, to cross the sundering seas, a lasting chance to heal. Lumber lies sweet and fragrant among the shavings. Well-worn carpenter's tools come readily to hand. Beams are shaped, each one specially chosen, each one softly blessed and perfectly placed. Carving and smoothing each waiting joint and plank. Not a glory seeker, but one who often helps in silence, content to be a faithful steward of his chosen task, providing shelter for the weary and distressed. Resin beads on sun-warmed wood, glints of gold and amber, red and brown, white and saffron. Sweet and pungent, the afternoon's warm sun raises a familiar incense to him. Mix of resin, scent of oils, wood smoke, and the sea. Salt spray, salt air, and the cries of seabirds fill his days. Like the one who took up his ring after him, he remains a steward of the promises of others, giving of his lifetime that others may live. The seasons pass. His memories lie longer than dark mountain shadows, whose aching reach strives to touch the ocean waves each sunrise. His memories are far deeper than the sea. His season as a warrior is past, but he remembers. He remembers the weariness of battle and of fear, the loss of his king, the depths of all the changing ages, stars in the sky, sand through his fingers. Taupe and cream swirl with the many hues of earth. The sand shows its varied face according to the seasons. As the hearts of men and elves will shift, it watches time pass by. Cold and stiff, smooth and markless in the brittle hands of winter, golden soft with summer warmth to comfort in the sun. Shifting always, ever-changing yet unchanged in its essence, as they are, as they do, the good and the evil alike. He finds comfort in the eternity of the sand and the sea. The years circle round as the plane and the chisel mark their passage. Such has it always been, that not all choose to take a warrior's place, to stay among them. Fate does not decree that strength of mind and heart and life must be consumed in danger and daring. Often, the bright burning and clear-eyed may be set aside, or turn aside, drawn away to softer flowing paths, their tasks yet immediate, yet more lasting. Their honor is none the less for it. The rising breeze dishevels his silver hair. At daybreak, he sees the wind lifting the mist off the breaking waves. The voice of the wind, hissing over the dunes, is soft in his dreams. Sand serpentines shift, rippling in a passing storm. The trees that yet stand moan in the night. The trees that once knew them sleep softly in the harbor. The winds do not move him. The seasons touch him not. He carries out the task of supporting, providing, faithfully there to catch the great ones when they fall. When their time has run its course, he takes them home. Years he spends preparing, far before the needs arising. Long planning, far-seeing, disciplined and patient. Salt rime crusts on the seagrasses as they bend, white as hoarfrost, the tide line marked in dwindling froth cannot reach them. He knows some things can never be reached unless there is a storm. Dwelling by the sea, he works curing, shaping fine wood, oiled and rubbed until silken to the touch, polished and gilded. Swan shapes and flowers, leaves and stars, how can he capture their light? They are ever in his thoughts, the patient, guiding stars, waiting overhead each night, their starlight on the waters. The means of escape from unbearable weariness and woe is in his hands and under their guidance. Watching faithfully over the gray havens and the sea, Kirdan, the shipwright of old. Vasela of the Stolen Sun by Loselin. Rating, Jen. Fandom, The Lord of the Rings. Characters, Eowyn and Faramir. With notes from Barahir of Ithilien. The note is as follows. The Lord Faramir, first prince of Ithilien, wrote many poems to his wife, the Lady Eowyn of Rohan. This one was composed during their early years, when they first built the House of the Prince in Emyn Arnon. Green lady, the green of your hands, winding in the branches on the blind, separate dark. Green lady, the green in your hair, like penance in the stone city, hides its color in the liquid moon. My lady, remember when we rode in the woods, and tall were the lebithron, spreading their late crowns, their branches barely touching, like young lovers. And when we rode from the hilly vales, I said, lo, my love, here is the river. In Ithilien, the river is cold and wide. In Ithilien, the river is the lover who will not stay. On its white breast, the years are flowing by. My lady, you are in loveliness to me as the broad-leaved woods to the deer, or the pebbled banks of Anduin to the leaping trout, summer after summer. Yet I love you better than I love all this land. In the days of shadow, under the trembling sky, all you asked of me were words. I say this now, before the dread beast you unfurled your hair, cold and bright, glittering when the sun had gone out. Fair and fell you were, and savage was your heart among the rising smoke. But no words of praise are these, for I saw you not that day. In the fields of Edoras, where the sun beats down on the bending grass, where the unlettered ploughmen sing from their long memories, your glory is everlasting. But each morning you smile beneath the eaves of my house, and the river is seized, and the leaves halted in their falling, and the sun is plucked from the sky. Hope Across Helcaraxe by Mistrali. Rating, Jen, Phantom, the Lord of the Rings. Characters, Turgon and Elenwe. You and I. Together we turned from flame to face the mists that, like flowers, bloomed before us. And the ice as bright as the stars which lit your eyes, as the courage which blazed anew in mine. You and I. Together we walked the narrow ways of loyalty and peril, with heads bowed and the breaking ice to tread. Hunger stayed your steps. Your whispers spoke of pain, but the hope in your clear eyes was yet undimmed. You and I. Together we despaired, as the jealous, wrathful ice crumbled neath our child of silver gold. Faint yet fierce your cries rang out, love, desperation in your eyes. You and I. Together we reached out. All three of us now, hands touching. Idril, a feather in my arms. But you fell. Star maiden, hope blessed, claimed by Helcarax's deathly womb. Ashes in my heart, cold tears in my eyes, your name on my lips, Elenwe. You and I, together we shall hope and meet again. To an Absent Lover, by Heimring. Not rated. Fandom, the Silmarillion. Characters, two original female Sindar characters. To the uplands of Dorthonion we went together, treading the heather. Long before Aignor looked, or Andreth, we looked into Tarn Ailuin and saw each other, starlit. No star-crossed lovers we. When we held hands, our palms and fingers matched precisely. You cut reeds for a flute before we left. On Amal Ruth we danced, before Beleg bled there, or Turin, and the Seragon about our heels was red blooms blossoming, only that. Unafraid in the woods, you and I, girls laughing together in the woods, you and I, before the Dark Lord returned to the north. Fuck Me When the War is Done, by Elwyn Fortuna. Rating, mature. Fandom, the Silmarillion. Characters, original intersex character, original male character. Fuck me when the war is done, when tangled starlets hang bright over battlefields, when the moon shines silver on abandoned armor, when battlefields grow green again and richer for the plowing, plow me on the green grave-given grass. We have no need of governments or kings, no Vala to rule us, no need of wealthy things. Let them have their jewels as long as they get gone. Fuck me when the war is done, my bright and shining one. Fuck me when the war is done, when the king is dead and all his heirs gone too, when the recaptured jewels waft rainbows against the sun, when Morgoth's vast bulk lies smoking in the dustlands. Fuck me then, and laugh. We have no need of governments or kings, no Vala to rule us, no need of wealthy things. Let them have their jewels, as long as they get gone. Fuck me when the war is done, my bright and shining one. Erebor Waits, by Ulfarion. Rating, general audiences. Fandom, The Hobbit. Characters, Erebor and its dwarves. She waits for us, our mother. Oh, see her lonely rise, amid the plains far eastward, where cold the north wind flies. She waits for us, her children. We long to her return, as we wander far and farther from whence our hearts most yearn. She waits for us, our mountain, with halls that empty stand. No anvil ring or forge song resounds where lovely flames once fanned. She waits for us, snow-covered, with gold and gems in store, but stolen are our treasures and broken her great door. She waits for us, our hearthstone, to free her from the chain of dragon usurpation, and her king the throne regain. She waits for us, her exiles. Her heart would open wide to know us marching homeward in gladness, strength, and pride. She waits for us, arms cradled. She calls us to come home. When the worm he lies in cinders, no longer shall we roam. She waits for us, our mother. Oh, see her proudly rise above the plains far eastward, where cold the north wind flies. Kerin Amroth by Zdenka. Rating, teen. Fandom, The Lord of the Rings. Characters, Aragorn and Arwen. Blessed, he who sees Nifredil lightly swaying where her foot has gone. Pippin in Gondor by Primsong. Rating, Jen. Fandom, The Lord of the Rings. Character, Pippin Took. How lonely is the sound of this city at night. Unknown voices, borne on cold, smoke-scented air. Behind the dark walls there are soldiers out of sight. Beyond them, a lantern's broken glare and shadow on the debris of war. Evidence of black forays only recently passed. So lonely, the shadow from the east seems only a darker stain on the shadow of my heart. Banners rustle softly overhead on the towers, whispering to one another, their bright signets lost in the deepening shadows, as surely as we may, all of us, be lost. Somber voices, low, out of place, muted in the grandeur of this ancient city. No doubt there were once brighter days here, music and cheer. The only music I have heard is the bell of the night watch, muffled tolling, murmuring low and deep as the river nearby, cold, deep, and strong as the heavy hand of duty. Denethor. The chill deepens inside me at the thought. Is my life to be spent thus in service to him? Hard, king-like man of Gondor, seated in ancient stewardship, an empty, forsaken throne crowning the steps behind him. My life is given to him for his son's sake. I grieve both for his son and myself, I cannot deny. Columns grasping upward, hard gray lines of them, as if they were once living trees in ranks long gone cold. Carven images of men made even bigger by their deaths, lining edges of an echoing, heartless chamber. I fancy they would make even Gandalf feel small, if that were possible. Such a sadness pervades, where one should expect it to evoke glory instead, but I have learned to keep such thoughts to myself. My memory of sweeter days, not so distant past, seems dim and faint. It seems so far now, and I so small. Below me, the cloud-faded hills across the darkened plain, the river running dull, no longer a barrier of strength to keep out the growing threat. All shadows fade eventually, don't they? What is to become of us if they do not? Where has Merry got to in all of this? Riddle of my heart, such rending loneliness in the midst of many. I cannot keep my heart and mind from turning to the others, our hope suspended by such a slender chain. I am only one small soldier in a city preparing for war, bound in service to a stern, unyielding lord. Such thoughts would have crushed me once, but then I never would have thought I could bear any of this. Such a hard lesson to learn, how burdens are laid, and how they can be borne beyond natural strength. Where is he? Is he safe? Are they together? Or even alive? Such a city would have been beyond the imagination in the Shire, a tale for the fireside. I reach for comfort in that, but no. Such fears could not be born there either. Lonely and cold it is, yet strongly built and of such stones, so unlike any other place I have yet been. hard angles, tall doorways, so many barricades and ways. So little that is soft, green, or growing. Oh, what would I give just to walk in my parents' fields again? Clear water, honest faces, shade in summer, the scent of flowers. Have I any hope of seeing it again? Where has Mary got to in all of this? The blackness deepens. The lamp awaits kindling. I shall have need of its small flame, though it neither warm nor comfort. Two Poems for Dairon by Loselin. Rating, Jen. Fandom, The Silmarillion. Characters, Dairon and Luthien. 1. Of Doriath. Did ever sing the yellow-throated lark a song so sweet for the vast and tender night? For there beneath the elder bowers dark, such limbs of hers that pluck from light to light their hues to band her long and living hair, and stars upon her locks like dewdrops lay. And words shall bloom beneath the hemlocks fair, there will my lyre strings and lips obey, like voweled music falling quick and oft, with wood notes wild the mind cannot command. They follow her, whose hallowed footfalls soft do touch like breaths upon the eager land. O Doriath, a splendid ever spring that flowers forth when nightingales do sing. 2. Of Eriador. The twilight turns darkling fast, a stark and fallow sky, and wrath discordant reigns, rage, rage. Rend these airs, choke the measured dark, and drown the dying light on these dim plains. On this wretched earth, this selfsame earth, lies also Doriath, in whose lofty air a throaty lark did sing in music, mirth. How sweet his song did sound without compare, yet now falls like cold rain. This barren land, this dross, barbs of fern, these winds untame that die beneath moaning grass. Had I in hand the fairest hemlock, 'tis so much the same. The fair as dust, a house of frost for a wounded shadow. Luthien is lost. 3. Song for a Dark Road by Judin. Rating, Jen. Fandom, The Lord of the Rings. Characters, Sam Gamgee and Frodo Baggins. At last I'm resting tired, aching feet on soil as black and barren as its name. My burden's voice rises as if to greet the land that still contains its origin flame. And somewhere far above me lies a one whose peaceful sleep I took to be pale death, to heal his wounds, to make his chains undone. To find he lives, I'd give my very breath. But even while I search, I feel in kind that I am searched for by thine fiery eye, and by your willful child I am maligned. Oh, were I had the wisdom to reply! I know a mighty king who dared oppose your wicked reign. He strove with you in song. He fell before your throne, the story goes. And he was said to be both wise and strong. If such should in defeat before you lie, then by the lady, what chance have I? But I am not the first that you have fought, that was a lover rather than a knight. For while beloved Finrod came to naught, another came, for Beren's life to fight. And her sweet voice you could not well deny. On her command the path was opened wide for Beren, as he climbed towards the sky. His lady's bell-like call became his guide. She sang, and Sauron's walls were brought down low, and Beren was released from his cold cell. Were I could so inspire rock and foe, and weave a pure, obliterating spell, I kept the garden of my changeling, and found that he inspired verse in me. Now, at the end, these verses will I sing, a song of star and sun and finch and tree. No mighty keep will fall on my command, but songs of hope can strengthen shaking hand, and carry me to top of winding stair, to find my Frodo waiting for me there. Songs of the Laughing Maiden by Zdenka. Rating, teen. Fandom, the Silmarillion. Characters, Elamire and Irime, or Lalwen. O fourfold terror of that night, O darkness beyond words to tell, the violent quenching of the light, and shattered doors where Finwë fell. The horror of the knowledge grows that elvish hands shed elvish blood, and last, but not the least of those, my lady gone in wild mood. The memory still burns in me, a grief I do not understand, the way your eyes were turned from me, the way your hand slipped from my hand. You too are gone in that rash flight, to seek the dark lands over sea. O Valar, may you bring us light, but who brings back my love to me? 2. The day that saw our shining holy light abruptly quenched, that day of doom and blood, you went from me beneath the shrouded stars. My heart was heavy with a nameless fear. I heard your horse's hoofbeats die away, and you were gone into the yawning dark. Beside the lifeless trees turned bare and dark, my people wept for their beloved light. You would not hear me speak. You went away to aid Fingolfin, heeding ties of blood. Each face I saw was pale with grief and fear, seen dimly by the wan light of the stars. You came not back to me under the stars, and all the tidings that I heard were dark. I heard my kin lament with anguished fear, those deeds too terrible to show the light, the sands of Alcuelonde stained with blood, ere Feanor could wrest the ships away. My laughing bold one, did you seek a way across the ice with no light but the stars? Is your hand also stained with kindred blood? With such beginnings, every road is dark. Why did you leave the High One's holy light, returning to those darkened lands of fear? My anger vanishes before my fear. I have no peace while you are far away. From dying light, the Valar gave us light. O lady, with your eyes as bright as stars, will you return to me out of the dark, no spirit, but in living flesh and blood? If once you stood before me, all my blood would leap into my heart with hope and fear, and then your hair and mine, golden and dark, would twine so close that naught could take away one from the other, like a pair of stars that join as one and share a single light. My love, since bonds of blood called you away, in silent fear I watch the wheeling stars. Return out of the dark to love and light. 3. At the first waning of that endless dark, as silver radiance little by little crept o'er all the land, the singing of a lark came to my ear. I laughed and then I wept. When, weary with long travel, I behold a laughing fountain leap before my sight. With joy I greet the water, clear and cold. No wine has ever given such delight. We learn to cherish peace from long defeat. Joy after sorrow is redoubled bliss, and brightest hope comes with the end of fear. Return of light and lark song, water sweet. To say it all at once, say only this. My lady has returned, and she is here. Paths of Story by Heimring. Rating, gen, fandom, all of Tolkien's works. This song is an adaptation of a familiar song by Bilbo Baggins.
Tales go ever on and on. Whoever knows where they began, the winding ways the tales have gone. I will still follow if I can, pursue their paths with eager feet, until they join another lay where men weather then? Well, who can say? Tales go ever on, who of us knows where they began, the winding ways the tales have gone. I will still follow if I can, pursue their paths with eager feet, until they join another lay, where many strands and stories meet, and whither then, well, who can say?
Tales go ever on, who of us knows where they began? The winding ways the tales have gone, I will still follow if I can, pursue their paths with eager feet, until they join another lay, where many strands and stories meet. And whither then? Well, who can say? This has been Al Macombe Lairesto, a Tolkien Poetry Podfic Anthology, with poems from a whole variety of authors, which will be carefully linked in the metadata, and read by Chestnut Pod. If you would like to leave a comment for me, the Podficker, and please do, you can find me as Chestnut_Pod at the Archive of Our Own. Thank you for listening.